It was midday. A nondescript wagon lumbered toward the main gates of Reth, driven by a halfling who did not own it, and whose companion, a half-elf, was doing his best to keep a hood over his slightly pointed ears, without looking altogether suspicious.
"Are you sure this is how you want to do this?"
"Absolutely. We do it this way. We'll draw far less attention to ourselves."
"You could hide in the back, perhaps in one of the trunks."
"Thieves call this city the Million-Eyed Monster for a reason, O-Doc. Better I hide in plain sight."
"If you say so, just make sure you've got on your best lying face. And by all the gods, please don't use that mandolin."
"Oh, don't fret," Erasmus said, both reassuringly and begrudgingly. "Castor's safely tucked away in her case."
As the two rolled close to the gate, they were flagged down by one of the two king's guard, standing at either side. O-Doc pulled the reins, stopping the horses.
"Names,"
the larger guard said. O-Doc's quick eyes allowed him to notice a ledger being held by said guard, with a list of names, some checked, some unchecked. A cursory glance allowed him to find two appropriate unchecked names. "Garrett Blacktrout and Redger Quinn."
"Blacktrout and Quinn?"
the smaller guard said in the voice indicative of a female. "Those two are twice the age of these men." The larger guard stood imposing over O-Doc.
"Names, real names, or I call on the archers up in the turrets to loose a score of crossbow bolts into each of you."
"We're not Blacktrout and Quinn," Erasmus said in an apologetic tone, turning to the female guard. "Not Garrett and Redger, anyway. In truth,